We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
It's the MLB Ball.
The Bernstein and Rahimi Show, middays 9 a.m. to noon on The Score. Reasonable, level-headed, informed sports talk for your workday. Dan Bernstein.
That's the alien jewel. There is a jewel in Chicago that is staffed by aliens. Trust me on this. And I don't know if it still is. I haven't gone back. It's like a rip of the space-time continuum. And that's where I asked the guy where the applesauce was, and he said, apples? I said, no, applesauce. He said, is it a sauce you put on apples?
Layla Rahimi.
Glitch in the Matrix.
Right? No, he's an alien. He's clearly an alien. And I said, no, applesauce. He says, I'm sorry, I don't know what that is.
You work at a grocery store.
It's one thing if he didn't know where it was. He didn't know what it was. And I just kind of backed away. And I said, okay. All right.
Is it a sauce you put on apples?
No. It's a sauce made of apples.
The Bernstein and Rahimi Show.
And he just gave me this look like I had three heads. But so, yeah.
Well, yes, Ron.
Absolute true story.
Middays, 9 a.m. to noon.
There was also an alien at the service counter who just wasn't of this earth.
Sounds like I need to go to this gym.
Don't go to this. No.
Sounds pretty interesting.
Don't.
To me.
It might be better now.
On Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Next to the Aldi's.
The Aldi's?
Yeah, it just, that's it. I can't explain it, and I don't try to explain it.
Well, that got me off on the disturbed foot today. What the heck is that?
Just telling you. Stay away. You never know.
We got a bunch of really funny texts about that after you said that, too. Everybody confirmed what you said.
Yes, that something's not right there. It's like built on an ancient disturbed burial ground or something. There's something not correct there. And I always get the willy. I get both the willies and the heebie-jeebies, which is a bad combination when I go in there. We're broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. We're Bernstein and Rahimi, middays 9 to noon on The Score. And today we're going to talk some baseball, some good, some bad, a little bit of both. Yesterday, Craig Calcaterra gives us a national perspective and some he's a recovering lawyer who had thoughts on the Zobrist divorce filing, which is... That is going to be like a series of movies, or she's going to end up parlaying this into some sort of really cynical political career, because this is, once people latch onto this and actually dig into the details, everybody's going to be blown away by it. I'm getting texts from people who aren't even sports fans who say, what's going on with this?
Because if there's one thing I've noticed, we all may have our separate opinions, but there does seem to be a mutual... I don't want to call it hate. Disdain for Julianna Zobrist?
Oh, go ahead.
I don't want to say hate. I want to reserve hate for things that matter.
She's pretty villainous. There's
Zobrist gets a lot of pity from reasonable people and has himself a lovely recovery.
And I hope
I
hope he saves most of his money, too, after reading through all of this stuff.
Yeah,
before
anybody starts to say that she's the poster child, I am a divorced person who is sitting here telling you that is not how it always goes. Somebody who made a much lower percentage than my former spouse. We are not all like that, so just keep that in mind.
We will talk to the history-making Sarah Langs at 10:25. We've got the midday midway. We have sound that you should hear from Anthony Rizzo talking about his future, and we'll compare and contrast some sound from some big-time athletes from a nearby town, as we mentioned, confront the reality that, and it's okay. I think it's okay.
There's multiple feelings about this, because I feel like in some sports you're more accepting of it than others, and we'll get into that as
okay.
well.
Okay, I think we break that all down. 312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR The Score. We call that the Score Listener Line. It's powered by BetQL, Bet Smarter, and Beat the Books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. If you want to email, you do so to BernsteinRahimi@670thescore.com. That's also where you go to listen to us live. We stream at 670thescore.com. Your text messages go to the text zone. Brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time. Shop online at rosenhyundai.com. When you text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter is at Bernstein Rahimi. She's at Layla Rahimi. I'm at Dan_Bernstein. Make sure you download the Odyssey app. That is the best way to control your Score experience, streaming on all your mobile devices. You can interact on Facebook, or you can go to Twitch and enjoy all the Twitch, all things to all people. And these cameras show the video feed. And we can wave to you. Hi, Twitchers, ease, whatever you are with your emotes and everything else. That is twitch.tv/Chicago670thescore. It is directed by Brian Gerch and Connor O'Donnell. Jay Zawoski is our executive producer, and Jordan Malley is our associate producer, the sound man on the board, doing the things that he does. Man, the psychology of the doubleheader I always find fascinating.
Go on.
Just about depending on, first of all, for the White Sox, if you notice, off the board as far as playoff odds. Off the board.
Yeah, because they're in.
Over.
Yeah. It's been over. It was
over
96 before the All-Star break.
So it's really just crossing two games off the schedule in a single day. That's all it is. But the difference between winning the first one and losing the second, the psychology of thinking you have to win the first one, because you're starting Ronaldo Lopez against Barrios in the second one. And when you lose the first, you're like, oh, great, we're going to get swept in a doubleheader. And then winning it the way that you did, the unexpectedness, it makes you feel so much better than had you won the first one and lost the second, even if that's what was expected.
And isn't Ronaldo Lopez and Jose Barrios the best example of this? Because if we're talking about those two pitchers squaring off in 2019, what's your confidence level? Mine would be incredibly low. This time it was just meh. And then Gavin Sheets turned meh into one of the nicest swings I've seen in a long time. That was a big swing.
And by the way, the texters are saying, yes, the word hate. People are apologizing for using the word hate.
I just don't want the majority of our audience to think that this is how most divorces go with women. Let's not categorize
here. Right. So you don't want her to be an avatar for the common sort of garden variety divorce.
Yeah,
case.
Let's not all make this an example given the large sample size of divorces. But it is ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. The names of their books. I mean, and just the fact that they were
the names of the books are amazing. They
were held up as this just like archetypical, perfect, like evangelical couple and everything. And it's like, and all this was going on. And
well,
she's grinding on the pastor on the dance floor at a party. She threw and spent $30,000 for it. And he didn't even know she was throwing this guy a retirement party. Well, I mean,
you know what it's the example of.
He got mad at her.
It's the example of how you have friends who have these perfect pictures on Instagram and everybody looks great. And they're married to their best friends. And then you have no idea what's going on.
Yeah, it's all.
That's the example to be learned here, mm-hmm. Family.
Yeah, don't believe anything.
Ever.
It's all.
Including us. Are we even on the radio right now? Who are you going to believe? Me or your eyes?
It's all probably a lie. Every bit of it. And it all roads lead back to the alien jewel somehow in that regard.
Dude, what if they do?
But the way the White Sox evening finished was just great. I mean, everything about it. Have you seen we're going to retweet, and Adam Jay might have already, the video animation of the guy sitting behind Gavin Sheets. Because that is meme worthy.
It is tremendous. And shout out to Slavko Bekovic, our White Sox producer for NBC Sports Chicago, who tweeted that because I absolutely loved it every time I saw it. Also, was that Pitbull sitting behind home plate to the right? You guys know who I'm talking about last night. Bald, orange blazer, some sort of fancy glasses set up there. He certainly looked like a version of Mr. Worldwide. Who was that man? Counting to four?
And we're trying to find the kid. By the way, if you know the kid that made the catch in the fifth, we've been trying to track him down. I want to talk to that kid. That's a hell of a play. And you bring your glove to the game, and it's when you watch it over again, and the camera got to it kind of late, but when you watch it over again, it's the fact that he has to navigate. I think it's his grandmother or his aunt who's sitting to his left, and there's a foul ball to the club level. Brian Goodwin, who hit it? I think, I'm not exactly sure. And he had to lean over, and he tracked it the whole way and made the play. But that's pretty good. I mean, it's not like the bare hand catch with a guy holding the infant or something like that. But for him to stay on it, and he couldn't move his feet, he had to lean over with his upper body because his feet were blocked by his grandma. And then he got proper credit. I want to talk to him.
I stan a fielding crowd. That was one of the greatest parts about working at Petco. And
why?
For years I have said the Padres have the best fielding crowd in baseball. And I'm glad to see that somebody's coming after their crown.
Do we have the metrics on this? Like, why the Padres?
There are no metrics. You just see the highlights. It's a matter of a camera crew being good and catching all the great catches.
Okay.
And perhaps at Petco for some time, there was also more space to field a ball in the stands and do it dramatically. But also, maybe that's just people seeing the ball well, you know? Marie and Lay are helping out. Who knows? But I'm glad to see that that is caught on here, too. Because there were some great fan catches.
Yeah, the factors would be attentiveness, percentage of gloves, and, I don't know, quality of local baseball developmental programs, quality of youth baseball in the area. Like, who's ready to make a play?
It's a special combination. But I feel like Sox fans and Cubs fans should be up for this challenge. We need to all be better fielding crowds.
That was a gorgeous swing by Gavin Sheets. He has an aesthetically pleasing swing. He reminds me of Greg Walker. He's just got one of those swings that when it connects, looks great.
He knew from word ago that that was gone.
He knew.
You don't look at it like that.
And the guy behind him knew.
And not know what you've got.
And
he looked for the exact pitch. His approach was perfect. He got the fastball he wanted. Barrios left it in over the plate way too much. Nice heart of the plate there, and boom.
Not only are we going to hear from Gavin Sheets, we got more Metallica Jason Benetti last night, did we not?
Oh, yes. I did tweet an alert about this,
yes,
in case you noticed. I hope Jason's okay with this.
I don't care.
I do. I like Jason. And we did get that text from Benetti that said, wait, what's this about me and Metallica the last time we did it?
I will share this, that when he took the job, when he first got the news that he was going to be, you know, working in his part-time and on track to have the job years ago, he told me, as a friend, please make fun of me when you want. He said that is an important part of the job to him. It's a part of the status of the job. He said just like you do with Hawk or Chip Carey or Len or anybody else over the years, he said, do not spare me any of the lampooning or the satire. And I said, that's a deal. And I even had you asked me not to, I wouldn't have agreed to it. So we're
holding it up.
We have Gavin Sheets and Benetica next on Bernstein and Rahimi on The Score.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Watching the rookie sheets.
Gavin Sheets lights it up. Deep right field.
The first fastball he saw hittable all night long, and he hit it out.
So we had this shot of you just looking into the sky after you hit the ball.
Yeah.
What's your mind doing in a moment like that?
Just praying it gets out. I thought I got it, but I just wanted to make sure. So a lot of emotions there, but when I saw the right fielder not even move, it was a lot of excitement.
I want him to be good. I really do. I like watching him hit. I don't know if there is a full-time role for him coming back the way this all shakes out, but I really, he's going to be fun if he's good. He's a poised young man who is a very telegenic baseball player with a swing that is just satisfying to watch.
Oh, absolutely. And Jason Benetti accurately pointed out what I think needs to be discussed. It was the approach there that made that so perfect. Was the fact that he hadn't gotten but two fastballs in the two at-bats beforehand and then saw the one he wanted. As I said, Barrios wanted movement, but it moved a little too much over the heart of the plate, and it was just perfect.
His head position is perfect. His head is down on the ball, just uncoils on it. And after the game, he talked with Jason Benetti and Steve Stone.
Hugging a young man who's going to have a long career in Major League Baseball, Gavin Sheets. How did that feel?
Oh, man. I'm glad I got my voice for this. It was that was exciting. That was a lot of fun, but good for Goody and Vonnie getting on in front of me and doing that.
So you saw one fastball in the first two at-bats.
Yeah.
What'd you go up thinking this time?
I just told myself to stay in the middle of the field. I was getting out in front a little bit. I knew what they were trying to do to me there, and I got a situation right there to get a heater right there, and I didn't want to do too much. So worked out all right.
Look out for Zach Collins.
Man, that's cold.
So look, even with first base open,
yeah.
Did you believe he was going to throw you a fastball?
I just tried to stay aggressive there. Stay in the zone and, you know, just try to stay in the middle of the field and get the guy in from third at least. But I didn't want to get in a passive mindset there.
So we had this shot of you just looking into the sky after you hit the ball.
Yeah.
What's your mind doing in a moment like that?
Just praying it gets out. I thought I got it, but I just wanted to make sure. So a lot of emotions there, but when I saw the right fielder not even move, it was a lot of excitement.
What did Tony say to you when you gave him the hug there?
Oh, he just said, come in here. So, you know, obviously I was frustrated the way the day had gone so far for me, but man, that was huge. And to see Tony's excitement there with me, that was a lot of fun.
What's this first couple weeks been like for you, Gavin Sheets?
Keeps getting better and better. And as long as we're winning, it keeps getting more fun.
Well, you bring this team something that they dearly need. That's some left-handed power. And when you were toiling away in the minor leagues, did you believe you would get up here this quickly?
I was just hoping for an opportunity. You know, I added the outfield and just any chance to get in this lineup and help these guys and compete for a championship. So that's what it's all about, and it's been a lot of fun so far.
How easy was it for you, or I assume difficult for you, lifetime first baseman? You say you added the outfield. How was that transition?
You know, I was obviously upset with the way last year went, but you know, it was a godsend to be able to work on the outfield the whole time and get my body in shape to be able to do this right now. It's, you know, God's timing's perfect. So it was, it worked out all right.
We'll let you go here, but I want to know what the celebrations in the clubhouse have been like this year.
Oh, man, it's been a lot of fun, so I can't even imagine this one. Jose said there's going to be a shower coming, so I'll take his word for it.
It'll be about your third, so good luck.
Enjoying everyone.
Gavin Sheets, congratulations.
Thank you, guys.
That's a polished young man with a very polished swing. And when you're the son of a major leaguer, you know, that gives you that advantage that maybe some of this doesn't feel quite as overwhelming as it may to someone who doesn't have that background.
Well, the way he put those at-bats together in my bat, I thought he did get a second fastball. But even that was impressive beforehand because it was a 3-pitch at-bat the first time he faced Berríos. Then the 8-pitch at-bat in the fifth inning. And that's where he saw the one fastball that he ended up fouling off at 0-2. So, learning from his at-bats previously in the game, same pitcher, takes advantage, puts the right swing on it, and we're not talking about Reynaldo Lopez and how the Sox dropped 2 games and a doubleheader to the Minnesota Twins today. We're talking about a split.
That's the psychology of these outcomes and how they're sequenced, and it affects how you feel when you wake up the next day. His dad, Larry Sheets, if I remember correctly, the summer of 87, the ball was weird.
Is that any different from today?
That was the first time I remember people wondering what's going on with the ball. And balls were flying out everywhere. And I want to say that, like, Larry Sheets went from, like, 14 home runs to 32. He was in that group. There was another guy. It was Howard Johnson on the Mets. Howard Johnson is right. That he was another guy who all of a sudden started hitting home runs. It was a weird summer. It was the summer. At the end of that year was when I went to college. And I have memories that year of things being strange regarding the way the ball was flying. And Larry Sheets was one of the guys like, Larry Sheets is going to hit 30 home runs. And so it goes back. I mean, everything we're dealing with the changing baseball and the physics of it, we didn't have the science that we have now back then. Where people didn't care to exercise the science in quite the same way. Unlike, I don't know, space travel. Oh, my God, our memories are so short. We'll get to that. But the... To remember, it was him. It was, I think, Brooke Jacoby. I just remember the suspect guys. Everyone wondered what's going on with the baseball. And I wish we could have gone back and measured our launch angles and our coefficients of restitution. And we didn't have our baseball physicists at the time.
Well, when it came to the game yesterday, and I still think that first game was somewhat notable just because of how they lost and the factors that went into it, and that wasn't the game you wanted to follow up with after you face the Astros. And it still makes me worry about the relief pitching, by the way.
Well, it makes you worry about Garrett Crochet.
Correct. To have that depth make up for it in the way that Gavin Sheets performed, like we just talked about, that's why we're having a different approach to this. Do you want to keep him or trade him is the question, because I think that is very much in play right now over this next few days.
Jose Abreu hit one out and did a nice job pulling his hands in and getting into a pitch that it didn't look like when it was approaching him that it was going to be possible to be hit for a home run, but he does that sometimes, and the call was notable.
Jose lights this ball up center field. Gordon back at the track and the wall. He's got no room. We are tied. Couple of strikeouts and then some cannon fire.
Jose is starting to heat it up, and this is more like the Jose we're used to seeing. You make a mistake on him, it doesn't matter where it is, and he makes you pay the price.
We are tied.
I heard it, and I immediately texted our group thread. We have a Bendatica alert.
He's got no room. We are tied.
Tied.
It wasn't as emphatic, right? We can all agree to that.
No, but we have to add it to the album, though. Tied.
Deep in the right. We are tied.
I was also just happy to see that Moncada and Abreu had homered in that game. Like, that's encouraging. But what about T.A.?
Yep.
Opposite field home runs back-to-back days?
Yep.
16-game hitting streak?
How about the catch, too?
How do you feel about hitting streak talk?
What do you mean? Like jinxes?
Uh-huh.
No, come on. It's me you're talking to.
I know. People get weird about that stuff.
No, I only get weird about it when it comes to like my kids' games and stuff. I don't not when it comes to
the, so
pros.
You are weird about
every once in a while, like I don't want, because you know, kids are more fragile psychologically. You don't want to get in their heads and you don't want to say things, or you don't want to, you know, and also I don't know. Hockey's different that way, and my psychology, I've got different psychological tracks when it comes to watching youth sports or when it comes to watching professionals.
This just sounds like a fancier explanation for where you choose to be superstitious.
I'm not really superstitious. It's just it's a baseline level of nervousness, because when it's your own flesh and blood out there and you really just want the best for your kid and you have no control over it, like I said, I can't. There's certain kinds of sports parents I can't imagine being. I just can't. I can't imagine being the parent of a place kicker or a gymnast or like a figure skater like that, where things have to be perfect and like it's all down to this and everything's got to be just right. I would die. I would explode, or I would implode or dissolve. I don't know what would happen, but it would be bad.
So everybody just figured out the way to kill Dan Bernstein. Convince one of his children to become one of those three things, yes. And now you've got your plan. Is it a long game? Yes. But will you perhaps be satisfied later? That's up in the air. Let's get back to the Tim Anderson hit streak then.
Yeah.
Because to go opposite field home runs in both those games back-to-back, I was like, oh, what do we have here?
It means he is himself and he's on it. And if the power is going to come back and he's going to regress to, it might just simply be regression to the mean, and it's all happening.
But back-to-back Oppo Jacks? No, yeah. I don't think so. I think that indicates how well he's seeing the ball, how strong he is right now. And it's not just regression to the mean. Not when you notice those two. Those were notable to me. And then Nelson Cruz is like, hey, remember that time I hit home runs against your team? Here you go.
Yeah, he still looks the part, man. And before we forget, we should mention that Jay Zawoski has declared Gavin Sheets to be a pitcher name.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And perhaps a pitcher number, huh?
Yeah, like he's... I agree with you. Is that because of our experience with Gavin Floyd, or is there just something about the name Gavin Sheets that sounds pitchery?
It just sounds like a pitcher. I don't know. Maybe it's because of Ben Sheets and Gavin Floyd. But I don't know a lot of hitters named Gavin. It just doesn't, I don't know, it just doesn't jive as a pitcher for me. Or as a hitter for me.
Yeah, I know.
This feels like a text line conversation.
I get that. I get that. I would say there is something that is probably more pitcher namey. But, you know, he can break new ground. He can pioneer new territory for Gavins as hitters.
The big slugger Gavin. Nah. That's like Frank or Jack or
Joey
or Jim Tomey.
Also, I am still laughing at Ozzy messing with Chuck Garfine about Aloy Jimenez, because Ozzy calls him Chuck Jimenez. And if nothing else, at least I know nature is healing and so is Aloy when Ozzy brings back that nickname.
And speaking of Jim Tomey, by the way, for no reason, I heard screaming from the basement yesterday and my son's angry at Jim Tomey for making an error in his MLB The Show game. And I'm like, wait, where's Jim Tomey playing? That game is so messed up. Bob Feller was in one of those games? Warren Spahn?
Where does he have Jim Tomey playing?
I don't
MLB
know.
The
That's
show?
The better is he, question.
Is
here.
He one of those kids that puts like Jim Tomey at shortstop, so he can just have all the sluggers
did.
In the lineup?
He played short.
Well, that's on
Jim
him.
Tomey did
well,
come up. He came up as a middle infielder, I think, and then switched to third. But like that is Warren Spahn's windup and everything. And, like, who is that? Like, who's that old timer? It's Warren Spahn.
The game's awesome. I have a lot. I have Greg Maddux, who's just great in the game. I got a lot of old guys too. Joe Torre at third, though, not a fan. I need a new third baseman. I know he's a 96 overall, but get out of here,
Joe Torre.
You know
what was making the rounds yesterday, again, was the Luke Appling old-timer game home run in Washington?
Luke Appling.
No, you've seen that, right?
Yeah.
It was on old ESPN in like 1982. It's an old-timers game, and he was actually hitting against Warren Spahn, I think. And it was like Hank Aaron is in center, Ernie Banks is at third, Willie McCovey is at first. They had Red Shane Dienst out there, and 75-year-old Luke Appling hits one out.
Luke Appling, the guy who is still higher than your dude on every record that matters.
Probably
I feel like.
One of those guys.
Tell
Jason in the show he has to get Prince Fielder on his team because he's so fat that his arms don't work with the animation. So his arms are like clipped into his body fat. It's amazing.
Really?
Also, a bit of news on the show. We're going to have young Landon Verbeck, the kid who caught the foul ball at the Sox game at 11:25 today.
Yes! Yes. Awesome. Awesome get. That's fantastic. We look forward to continuing his more than 15 minutes of fame. Next up, Craig Calcaterra talks baseball on the score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.